It is the radio segment that taught you how to love. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everybody else does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Kansas City. A 70-year-old guy named Lawrence Ripple walked into a bank the other afternoon and passed the teller a note that said, quote, "I have a gun. Give me your cash."
To me, how many people still rob banks?
Oh, I know. Yeah. The teller gave him about $3,000, but instead of running away, Lawrence sat down in the lobby with his stolen money and began to count it.
What?
Because if he was short $25, he was going to do something about it.
Of course, the police were called, and when the cops got there a few minutes later, they asked Lawrence why he just sat there waiting for them. He explained that he wanted to go to jail because it was a better situation than living with his terrible wife. They must have gotten in a fight right before he made a very bad decision.
Oh my God.
I think there's other avenues you could take, like move out,
yeah.
File for a separation.
He even said he wrote out his robbery note in front of her before he stormed out of the house, just so she knew how he felt and what he was about to do. Now, Lawrence is looking at federal robbery charges and could end up behind bars for the next 3 years.
Yeah, where he's going to find a new wife
that he won't
be able to run away from.
He was just hoping for attention. He wrote that and he's like, "I'm going to go rob a bank and get arrested."
She's like, "No, you're not."
She didn't chase him.
Like,
and he's like, "Wait,
ahead.
She's supposed to stop me. Now I really have to do it. Damn it." This next laser story is out of Surrey Hills, Australia. An 18-year-old girl named Amy Sharp escaped from jail a few weeks ago. It's not clear what she was in for, but the cops gave her mugshot to a TV station. Then the station posted it on their Facebook page last Wednesday and asked people to help track her down. She's not wearing makeup in the mugshot, her hair is kind of messy, and she looks pretty disheveled.
Yeah, well,
so of
like
course,
most mugshots.
Amy left a message on the TV station's Facebook page asking them to swap it out for a better photo.
Shut up! Man, that is vanity.
I have headshots, you know.
Yeah.
You can go through my Facebook page.
Have you not
this
been to
selfie?
My Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. She even uploaded the specific photo she wanted them to use.
Shut up.
The cops then caught her about 24 hours later.
Of course.
Wow, it took them 24 hours still to get her? Like, yeah. That's still shocking to me.
They wouldn't say whether her Facebook post helped them track her, but you have to assume that it at least motivated them to step up their manhunt a little bit.
But the most important question, was she fully made up when they caught her?
Yeah.
Probably.
You know? She's in a dress.
She's like, "I've got to be prepared. I don't know if they're going to catch me." This next laser story out of St. Louis, Missouri. A 33-year-old guy named Joshua Lee Cook went into a gas station the other afternoon and tried to shoplift a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Aggressive.
The manager caught him. And they got into a brief fight where Joshua punched him in the face.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
And that's when Joshua tried to get his flaming hot revenge by setting the entire place on fire.
Okay. Oh my God!
That escalated quickly.
He lit a cigarette and threw it into a small pool of gasoline outside.
What?
But fortunately, it did not ignite. It just kind of sat there.
Yeah.
Dude, he totally thought he was going to walk away in slow motion action film and there was going to be a big ball of flame behind him.
All of a sudden, he's wearing a brown leather jacket for some reason.
And aviator glasses.
Yeah. Joshua didn't run away because he was too curious to see if it would finally go up into a blaze.
No,
so he kind of sat there watching the cigarette.
You need an open flame. The cigarette's not going to do it.
So a few minutes later, police rolled up and handcuffed Joshua. He told them to keep watching the cigarette, but it never happened.
Keep watching, dude, just in case.
One of the cops just walked over and stomped it out. Joshua was obviously disappointed, and he was arrested for assault, theft, and trespassing.
Yeah.
And watching one too many action movies.
Yeah.
How upsetting for him must that have been, though?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Done.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Just stands there watching it in the pool of gasoline. This next laser story is out of Burrito Headquarters.
Oh, my favorite headquarters.
A survey was done recently, and it turns out Americans love burritos almost as much as pizza.
Whoa, that is a bold statement.
Yeah, it is.
Here are five results from the new survey. Number five, almost 3 out of 4 people under 40 eat at least one burrito a week.
Oh my God, I had a burrito this week.
Did you?
I was a frozen one, bean and cheese. It was delicious.
I love frozen burritos.
I know, they're so good.
Number four, 43% of us would eat at least two burritos a day under two conditions. Calories weren't an issue, and our significant other wouldn't judge us. Number three, 53% of people in their 20s would choose a great burrito over going on a great date.
What? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I could see over a bad date, but over a great date?
I don't know. There's not many things that are that close to a great burrito, though.
Yeah.
Even a really good date.
Sometimes when I'm eating a burrito, I'm imagining I'm kissing it while I'm doing it. You know what?
I take my burritos out on dates.
Yeah.
Make reservations. Number two, more than half of people say a burrito has saved them from a terrible hangover. Definitely.
Oh, I can see that.
And the number one most interesting thing found on a new survey about Americans and their love of burritos, 75% of men say they'd like trying to combine a burrito with a pepperoni pizza.
Wow. Oh, I never thought of that.
God. Just
burrito
roll
pizza.
The pizza.
Sounds
good. It's the same thing, right?
Think about that.
I'm going to be doing that this weekend.
It's kind of like a pizza pocket.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same idea.
But like a giant one.
And 77% of women would try to combine a burrito with orange chicken.
Creamy.
An orange chicken burrito.
Oh, that would be good,
that might be pretty good, too.
I could get behind that.
Yeah.
So just in case any executives at Taco Bell are listening, there's some new items for you to add to your menu. Make sure you deep fry them, too. This next laser story is out of football headquarters. It takes a special dedication to drunken idiocy to paint your entire body for a football game.
Mm-hmm.
At least I
true.
Thought it did. According to a new survey, 5% of football fans say they would paint their bodies for a football game.
Really?
Only 5%. I thought it would be more.
Yeah, I thought it would be too.
82% would wear a team jersey, but not do anything more extreme than that.
I think it's only 82%.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't that be 100% of football fans
that, like,
would put a jersey on?
I don't know, man. I love this team, but wearing a jersey, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got a nice button-up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
I don't get that one.
13% would paint their face, but not their body.
Okay.
And 2% would wear a wig in team colors.
That's it?
That's it.
More people would paint their body than wear a wig.
Yeah.
Are
you kidding me? Mess up my hair before the game? No, thank you.
How am I going to selfie this and put it on Instagram?
The survey also found 60% of people would let terrible weather keep them from going to a football game.
Oh, I don't know.
After you've purchased the tickets,
yeah, the ticket
and how
costs,
much those cost?
Throw on a poncho. Dude.
I mean, unless we're talking like a high school football game. Then I'm like, yeah. Two drops of rain, I'm done.
It also found that 37% are devastated for the entire week when their favorite team loses.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. When your team loses, whatever sport it is, it's terrible. And you wake up the next morning, you're like, please tell me that was a dream.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a dream. You keep checking the scores, hoping that it'll change. You're like, no, we did.
I think
we
people are more invested in their team than their own careers,
seriously,
for God's sake.
Though.
Like, I got fired. Oh, I'm kind of over it 2 days later.
Yeah. I know someone who doesn't watch football at all, doesn't care one bit. Too busy. Humping a shoe. It is a cleat, though, which is good.
That could be dangerous. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.